This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for June the 1st, 2022, on a patient by the name of Genara Vasquez. The first name, Genara, and the last name is Vasquez, Vasquez, like in Zulu. Vasquez. Number one, clinical case of a 73-year-old Hispanic female that's following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2. That is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. The patient has arterial hypertension, period. She has a history of cirrhosis when the patient went into acute kidney failure with the possibility of hepatorenal syndrome was entertained but ruled out. Currently, in the most recent laboratory workup that was made 26, 2022, the patient had a creatinine of 0.69 with an estimated GFR of 86. The protein creatinine ratio was 123 milligrams in 24 hours, which is within normal limits. The patient has adequate kidney function. Period. Number two. Arterial hypertension, the patient today had a reading of 180 over 80, which is elevated compared to the normal blood pressure during the prior admissions. Usually when the patient takes the blood pressure at home, it's more like 130 over 70, 120, 70 over 70. But today was elevated. I mean, whether or not this is related to white coat syndrome is a possibility. Number three, the patient has liver cirrhosis that we think is associated to hepatitis C. But interestingly, when I had the opportunity to talk to the daughter named Nilda, N-I-L-D-A, and with the patient, they don't know anything about the hepatitis C. In the CMP, we noticed that the patient has elevation of the serum bilirubin of 1.6 milligrams per cent, AST and ALT slightly elevated, 39 and 34 respectively, period. Hepatitis C serology will reflex to viral load if positive, was ordered, in order to clarify the situation. Following number, the patient has a liver cirrhosis. The serum albumin is 3.4. The patient has evidence of thrombocytopenia of 51,000. The white blood cell count is 2.4. The red blood cell count 4.2 with the hemoglobin. That is 12.9. There is no evidence of anemia. period. the patient hasn't had any mental changes as to suggest the presence of hepatic encephalopathy, period. Following numbers, the patient has diabetes mellitus seen by the primary care doctor. She is taking Novolog 7030 twice a day, and there is evidence of a hemoglobin A1C of 5.9 coming from 8. A remarkable improvement. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, osteoarthritis. The patient was emphasized the need to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. A reevaluation of the case will be done in a couple of months. We invested evaluating the lab next 7 minutes in the telehealth evaluation because the patient didn't have transportation to the office and she needed communication with the doctor. It was 20 minutes and the documentation. We spent 8 minutes.